I used to travel with trunks, leather-strapped, brass-cornered, each one bulging with trophies from younger days, ambition, opinion, a fondness for being right. I lugged them through my 30s, wheeled them into 40s, and by 50, I was starting to wonder if maybe I didn't need three variations of the same self. So I started unpacking. Not all at once, just a few grudges here, a should or two there, that one awkward memory I kept under a sweater from the 90s, gone. It's not that I'm empty now, just lighter, able to notice the birds again, to say, I don't know, without checking the mirror, to read poetry without looking for the point. The second half, I've discovered, isn't about adding more, but knowing what to leave behind, so you can carry a thermos of tea, a notebook, and both hands free. A new way of seeing life. At some point, we find ourselves standing at the edge of life's second half with a quieter kind of readiness, the kind that comes from having carried enough for long enough to finally ask, what can I set down? The bags aren't as heavy as they once were, but they're still full. Expectations, assumptions, outdated maps of who we're supposed to be. And then, one day, we begin to unpack a little at a time. A belief that no longer fits. A version of ourselves we no longer need to protect. A memory that's done its work. And as we sort through it all, we begin to see that the road here has shaped us, every stretch of it. The seasons of striving, the years of holding it all together, the losses, the loves, the lessons we never saw coming. It's all in us now, woven into who we are. Most of it strengthens us. Some of it asks to be released. This is where the second half begins. Not with a blaze of glory, but with a deep breath, a lighter step, a willingness to let go of what no longer serves us, so we can travel with intention, hands free, heart open, room made for what matters now. The road ahead isn't about becoming someone entirely new. It's about becoming more you, clearer, kinder, less burdened by the weight of proving, and more alive to the wonder of simply being.